you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Simone Biles wins bronze and opens up about her Olympic struggles.
At the end of the day, we're not just athletes or entertainment. We're human too, and we have real emotions.
Jessica Alba admits her husband is like a roommate.
And then you have, like, you know, animosity, and then it explodes.
Do you relate? And what Sean Combs was really trying to do with this photo, he's coming clean about his past with J-Lo. Everybody, today's show is full of controversy, lots of tears, and some cheers. I'm Justin Sylvester, joined by Morgan Stewart McGraw and Lonnie Love, y'all.
This is the first time you said your last name.
Mine?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have to remind people.
So professional on the job. It's Tuesday.
Right? Welcome back.
Thank you. So, is it welcome back? It was tough to come back this morning. I can't lie.
It must have been.
Mexico was so lovely.
It looked amazing. It looked rich.
It was real rich. It was real private. Mama didn't leave the hotel room. You know, my favorite.
You deserve it. And you got a little tan, too.
I was see-through before I left. Thank God.
Well, we have two welcome backs today, one for Morgan and the other for Simone Biles, because she made a comeback and got bronze in the balance beam.
Okay.
We have an all-new interview with her coming up later in the show, but now a new royal controversy is brewing, and it's Sarah Ferguson who is trying to shut it all down.
Mm.
Now, the drama involves her son-in-law, Jack Brooksbank. He's married to Princess Eugenie. Well, he was just busted on a yacht with some bikini-clad ladies.
Woo.
They were sipping drinks, swimming, and looking all kinds of happy.
Hey, now.
Meanwhile, Eugenie is back at the castle taking care of their baby, according to Daily Mail. Now, it sounds bad. But Fergie tells BBC One's The One Show, there is nothing to see here.
Is a man of such integrity. So for them to make this story is, in fact, of course, completely fabricated. He works as an ambassador for Casamigos. And you know, he was on doing his job. And so I think it's really important that we just clarified that for Jack's sake.
Fergie was like, as long as there's no toe sucking involved, I think we're fine.
As long as we do it for Jack's sake.
I love her. I mean, I think it's so, I mean, look, it's the narrative, right? Like, a lot of people can't relate to the fact that, like, his job involves being on a yacht in the Mediterranean with, like, all of these women. First of all of these women, like, I don't know personally, but I know who they are. They're not messing with Jack's. One of the women is representative for Casamigos. We try every year to get into that party. She
knows.
Rachel, shout out to you. Hi. And Erica Pellicini, who's married and a model. Like, these are not people that
just looks bad.
It looks bad, but like, that's their life. Royals go on yachts in the Mediterranean and do things like that.
Where were the guys at? Why could there be some guys there? Topless, Morgan.
Well, they're European. European live a different Europeans live a different life. It's different there.
I totally agree with you on all the points. But if I just had a baby 5 months ago and I saw my man on that boat, even though I know he wasn't doing nothing, I'm still coming out that water like Ursula with 8 tentacles ready to snatch your ass and get you back in
the
crib.
And she's got nannies that could help her out, so she could have been on that boat with Jack.
100%.
I still don't think anything was going. It's not.
Nothing's going on. It just looks bad.
It's definitely not the situation you want your husband to be in. But I feel like also this family is under so much scrutiny all the time that sometimes it's innocent. Maybe the guys were below deck.
Good one.
I will say I have traveled with a married person before.
You've traveled plenty this circumstance.
Yeah. And my married friends say, hey, do you mind coming with us to the club? Because if you don't go, I can't go because it just looks a little suspicious. If I'm, you know, out here as one woman with five straight men, people will assume things. So I agree. Maybe bring on another dude who can kind of take the heat for you.
Yeah.
But there's nothing salacious going on here.
Okay. But it still looks bad.
You're snatching James.
Do you think Eugenie was pissed? You think she was like, what are you doing?
Who?
Eugenie.
You think that's the person I want to hear from. I want to hear from her mother. I want to hear from her.
Well, she's the expert. You know, she took that
expert.
She took that man to Saint-Tropez and got them toes sucked. You remember that? Y'all don't remember that? When she was up in the post, up in the sun, getting her toes.
You remember everything, Sylvester.
Like an elephant. Well, someone who's talking about her marriage, Jessica Alba admits she's been struggling to keep the spark alive in her marriage. Mm. While talking with Katherine Schwarzenegger on her BDA podcast, Jessica opened up about how hard it can be to find quality time with her man. Mm.
It's all rosy for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you become roommates. And it's just like your roommate. You're just going through the motions. It's the responsibilities. It's a lot of like checking the boxes, right? Mm-hmm. But we're just not consistent. But I would say that being able to communicate when you're unhappy and nipping it right away instead of letting it sort of like fester. Mm-hmm. And then you have like, you know, animosity and then it explodes, which we've done. We've gone through that one too. We've been together for like, we're on 17 years, so.
I mean, but I don't know. I'm not married and I haven't been in a relationship this long, but if my man looked like that and I really wanted it to work, I would be taking him in the closet during
Somebody
Peppa Pig.
Somebody over here being quiet.
Hmm?
Who, me? Oh, no, I wasn't interrupting. I was actually so impressed with how open and transparent and honest she was. I felt like that was awesome of her. She can just be like, oh, we're so great, we've worked. You know, she didn't have to be that open. I feel like 17 years is a long time to be in a relationship, especially in Hollywood, especially as beautiful and as famous as Jessica Alba is, and successful, and her husband as well. I feel like that's a big accomplishment for them.
So married people take their time together for granted. And that's what that sounds like
to
me.
Yeah, of course.
Is that, you know what? You got to work at it.
You got to work at it. And I feel like you do get what she's saying. It happens very quickly and without you realizing, where you do just sort of go through the motions and check the boxes. And you're sort of, you know, at the end of the day, your husband or wife becomes your partner.
Yeah.
That's not a romantic term. That's somebody that helps you figure issues out, pay bills, you know, go to the market, figure out what school your kid's going to. It's somebody to kind of collaborate with.
Want that D, though.
You still want that D, of course. And by the way, I think they've gone through phases. I definitely still think they're sexually active, sexually having sex.
It sounds like that they've gone through a slump and
100%.
She has to get herself out of it. But what I commend about her is a lot of times people don't know that they're in a lull. People don't know or want to admit that, oh my God, we haven't had sex for 4 months. Something must be wrong. Let me try to work this out. But for you guys, like how long, like have you ever been in a position where you're like, damn, it's been a month. I got to get back on that horse and ride it.
Not currently. But also, like, I think every relationship goes through that. If you're in a long relationship, there is not one relationship. I don't care if you've been together for 5 years, 12 years, 15 years. There is a period of time where you do go through some sort of slump.
And I think people take for granted, because single people look at married people, I think, and go, oh, you know, you have somebody. It's so easy.
Yes.
This just shows, no, it is a process. You're still dating. You're still getting to know each other. You're still growing as a person.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can't take it. But it's just that it's been the same person for 17 years. And I think it's good that you can grow like this and you're different, because that keeps the relationship fresh. And I just applaud her, like what you said, for being so open, because, you know, a lot of single people look at married people and just go, oh, I envy you. And it's like, no.
And you know how many times
envy.
And you know how many times they've probably been in a position where they're both like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And the fact that they've overcome that, that's a relationship.
That is a relationship.
That's a relationship.
I gotta be honest, I think I might be on the David Foster lease to own program where I get a new wife every 7 years. Like, I just can't imagine trying to make the same meal exciting every day for 17 years.
But when you find the right person, you think differently. It's like when you don't like other people's children, you know, but then you have your own and you love them.
Yeah.
Like, I literally used to watch Instagram stories of other people's kids, like with drawings and doing things and stuff. I'm like, how am I ever gonna give a shit about this?
And now, you
and now I have a kid and I'm like, oh my God, she moved.
Yeah. Because that's what's called love.
Yes.
And it's something different when you're truly in love.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes time to get to know somebody. And when you get to know somebody and you really truly fall in love with them, even when it's the lull, you kind of remember why you're with that person. But it's a whole different emotion.
And it's also a lot of, it's other emotions than just lust and love.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to the partner theme.
But how much work is work? Like, I just feel like sometimes people get in these relationships that they've been in for 2 years, and all of a sudden, it's like a full-time job. And I'm like, is it worth it?
If you can't find yourself out of a dark place to the point where there's, if you're at the point of no return and you've let these problems build up under a rug for way too long and it just implodes out of your control, that's another thing. They've clearly been in a place where they have hit a slump, they've been in a bad spot, and they've communicated their way out of them through screaming, through talking, whatever, and they've managed to find their way out. But if you are in a relationship that is pure work, no love, only irritation, then you need to leave.
You need to fall in love. And once you fall in love, you'll see things a lot differently.
Can we set you up? What do we get? We have 100 guests on this show.
I don't know.
Can we get a damn matchmaker for Justin so we can seriously find him a man?
We had one yesterday. She was not real.
What? You should have
saw it. I missed the one damn show with that.
And by the way, look, 17 years with the same sounds like a Stephen King novel, okay?
You know what?
No. Still ahead, Ellen Pompeo says she's done for good, but with what? Plus, Matt Damon speaks out after igniting controversy. Uh-oh. We're breaking it down when we come back. That sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
No, ignore him.
Mm-mm, 17 years, child. I'm not trying to get in that scary movie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with more on Simone Biles. As we mentioned, she got her life on the beam and won bronze.
She's back.
And now she is talking about that tough journey through the Olympics.
At the end of the day, we're not just athletes or entertainment. We're human too, and we have real emotions. And sometimes they don't realize that we have things going on behind the scenes that affects us whenever we go out and compete. It wasn't an easy decision, so it hurts that people were like, oh, she quit or she did this, because I've worked 5 years for that. Why would I quit? Like, I've been through so much over the past couple of years in the sport. Like, I just don't quit. That's not what I do. But the girls could see it, and I knew that they would get the job done, and that's exactly what they did. So they won silver. Because it's not something they could physically touch or see. It's inside of my head. So it's like they can't get a grasp of it because they can't see it. So I get that was hard. But for me, it's like I have to take a step back and work on myself.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. What were we just saying about Jessica and her marriage? Sometimes you have to take a step back. You got to look at it. This is the same thing that was happening to her, but it was gymnastics.
And it's also such an interesting way to put it, right? To say, like, because you guys can't see what's going on in my head. And I often feel like I've felt that and have not been able to explain it that way, where I'm like, I'm having all this anxiety. Even though I seem okay right now, I am deteriorating inside and you're not seeing that. And because you can't see it, you can't hold it, you can't feel it, you're dismissive of it.
For sure.
So that was well said.
It's hard when you're deteriorating in Givenchy. So it's really hard for us to, like, get on your level and the deterioration when you're in a product separate.
But the problem is that is even, you know, so I was talking to my friend about that. I was like, I'm having such bad anxiety. I think my meds are a little off right now. And he goes, what do you have to be stressed about? You have a hot husband and you're in Mexico. I'm like, these are materialistic things. This is not my husband. But, like, that doesn't mean because I'm in a beautiful hotel, I can't feel like
Yeah, look at Meghan Markle.
Remember that. Oh, my God. got.
And the thing is, damn, is that to work on it, and she came back. This is her 7th medal in the Olympics. She is now the most decorated U.S. gymnast since Shannon Miller, along with Shannon Miller. So she came back.
She got her life,
and she said, I've worked for this for 5 years. You don't do this for 5 years. And then with all the other things that she's gone through, you don't just say one day, oh, you know, we made it, but I'm actually kind of not in the mood.
100%. Yeah.
Clearly, she's not feeling great.
Right.
For sure. Well, speaking of somebody who is not in the mood, Matt Damon is talking again after he said he's retiring the F slur in 2021. Well, now he's speaking out at all the backlash.
Oh, no.
In a statement to E! News, Matt says in part that he's never called anyone the F slur in his personal life, adding, to be clear as I can be, I stand with the LGBTQ+ community. Mm. Now, this isn't exactly an apology. It's more of a clarification.
Mm. What did you think?
You know, I thought to myself, first of all, why is he talking about this in the first place? Not every actor has to be woke. No one asked you, no one needed this from you, not even in a bad way. I think people think they have to be on this level of wokeness, and it doesn't even have to happen. Same with Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just said, talk to her about it. I'm Gucci. Let me keep on moving. It's when people feel the need that they have to sound like they're with the times. We know you're 50. We know that you're not with the times.
Well, where was his PR people? I mean, because this was printed. So usually they're there on the phone or they're listening or something. I mean, somebody should have stopped this. This was, you know, but like we talked about this yesterday, okay? And the whole thing is for him to say, in 2021, he did not know. That's what got everybody upset. That's what got it. Like, it's 2021. Are you upset? And, you know, Justin said so nicely that, you know, he's in a bubble. He's in this Hollywood bubble. But it's like, come on.
But he wasn't in a Hollywood bubble his whole life. I mean, didn't we go through the F word controversy, Eminem,
decades,
like 45 years ago?
Yeah, but that, you don't go through that in Beverly Park.
No, like, you
don't do that behind the gates of Beverly Park.
He is not from Beverly Park. He is not from this world. He is 50 years old. He's had a whole life. He has known for a long time that that word is not appropriate to use.
Yes. And
why mention it?
But that's what I'm saying.
And by the way, when I first read this article,
it,
I thought he was talking about the F word. I didn't realize he was talking about that.
Oh, that.
So that's how much on Mexico time I was. I was like, why is the F word?
I will say is that he learned from it.
Yes.
Okay. Because then this next story is a lot different.
Well, now the rapper, DaBaby, thank you, Lonnie.
He is apologizing
for a second time after his hurtful and triggering comments about the AIDS and the gay community. In a long Instagram post, he also writes, I apologize for my misinformed comments about HIV and AIDS, and I know education on this is important. DaBaby started losing the money when the bookings dried up, and now he's looking for some sympathy, is what is really going on right now. And my thing with DaBaby is, speaking as the only gay man on this panel.
Yeah, I'm not a man or.
I don't understand how people are like, oh my God, I'm educated on it now. It's like, no, boo, you don't learn math in one day.
Right.
Like, take your time, do your thing. Don't apologize because you're losing things. Apologize because you want to apologize. What? If you were going to stand by those words, stand by them. There are people that are going to support you. You're not getting my damn money anymore. And you probably going to make Lil Baby change his name. But
no,
Lil Baby's saying, don't come
baby
over here.
Lil Baby got to change his name. You know?
Too close.
Plus, he antagonized Megan Thee Stallion. It's the gay, it's the way he treats women, it's his whole attitude. He doubled down. It was a lot going on that he really needed to take a step back and go, you know what, I'm in the wrong. But he kept trying to, you know, double down on it. And then, you know, these half apologies. And then finally, his PR team came in with that lovely statement.
Lovely.
Because that is a PR statement right there.
Lovely.
You know, very lovely statement. But
Absolutely.
Does he really believe it?
That's what it is. He tried to stand tall and proud on those words and be a big man and be like, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. You cared real quick when shit started to pull away from you.
You know what this reminds me of? And I think if DaBaby is out there watching, A, if you want to come to E and talk this over, I'm glad to sit one-on-one with you and listen to what you have to say, as well as tell you what I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
But DaBaby, if you look back in history and you go through Elton John's and Eminem's history together, they had a hard time based on the same thing, HIV and AIDS, as well as the gay community. Mm-hmm. What Eminem did was he called Elton on the month found and got himself educated real quick and then came out 8 months later and came out on this song. You know, they sang together on the VMAs and showed a united front. Yeah. So what I need to see from you is some time going by and you coming out and showing a united front. Do something with Lil Nas X. Go and see, you know, some other LGBTQ plus artists and support them and show your fans.
And stop punching down. We have to stop punching down on people. Stop punching down on women. Stop punching down on my LGBT. I love my gays. Leave my gays alone. Leave my girls alone.
100%.
You know, let's stop punching down on each other and let's be nice to each other. And let's learn.
Yeah. I mean, you can punch down on the bisexuals. They just greedy. After the break, the Bachelorette shocking twist. Our insider is here with the latest and what it means for Katie's future. Don't go anywhere.
Pure nut.
I'm not into the bisexual like that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just don't understand how you don't know at this point. I just don't get it.
Know what?
That's me and you at this point. I just don't get it.
I deserve more than what I've been given on your side. I'm not happy here anymore. I'm done here.
I'm done. I'm done. I want to go home. I am done. I am done. I am done. I am done.
It was juicy. It
Damn,
was juicy.
I missed it. All right, things took an unexpected turn during last night's Bachelorette, and here to talk us through it is Bachelor alum Catherine Lowe. Welcome back. Oh, girl.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Okay, we have to talk about Greg. Is he really gone? Do you think this is going to be the last time we see him?
I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last time we see him. I feel like there should be more closure between them. Like, she didn't really get to speak too much. I know that she was allowed to speak. So I'm hoping to see a little bit more of him because I thought that was raw. I thought that was like, we shouldn't be watching it was so raw, like watching people.
Oh, are you still there?
Can you hear us?
Are you still there? You're cutting out, girl. Live television.
The Wi-Fi.
Oh my goodness.
I can hear you. Oh no.
Uh-oh, you got that Teddy Riley Wi-Fi.
I'm at the edge of my seat about Greg. I need to know if he's coming back or not.
Well, see, we don't.
I can hear you guys.
Okay, so you watched last night. First of all, I did not realize that Greg was such a cutie.
Yeah, he is really cute. But why do you, it's because he felt like he wanted her to say,
I want you.
Like, he wanted her to blow up the whole show. So, Catherine, do you think that, you know, that's not right, is it?
No.
To blow up the whole show just for him?
No, but I think maybe he just wanted a little validation. I saw this roller coaster of emotion from him, and I think that he just wanted her to kind of match him in his vulnerability. And that was a really hard thing to watch because it felt so raw and so real.
Right.
And he was breaking down everything for her to just be real with him. So it was really hard to watch.
Did you ever have this when you, in your journey, when you were with Sean, you felt like it was too hard and you maybe wanted to give it up?
Well, I don't think I wanted to give up, but I remember saying, I love you, and he didn't keep me. And I broke down crying because I was like, wait, am I by myself here?
Right. So that happens.
Yeah. I definitely meant weird. Yes. Yeah, it happens because you aren't in a show when you're on the show. You're in a real relationship and you're thinking, well, wait, why can't I get the same out of you that I'm giving you?
Right.
That's a really good way to put it. All right. Mm-hmm. The hometown dates were last night. Justin's parents did not come. Mm-hmm. Catherine, would you have been able to say yes to Sean's proposal if he had not met your family?
It would be really tough. Yeah. I don't know the circumstances that was, but I think his friends did a really good job. I thought Herb was awesome and explained it to him. Hey, it's only 2 weeks away. Could you really do this? So I thought the boys did really good in preparation. And also you hang out a lot with their friends. So I'm hoping that was enough for Katie, but it's for her to determine.
Mm. Well, you know, she's headed to the fantasy suite next. Do you remember how you felt going into the fantasy suite?
Oh.
Hey!
Yeah.
I was excited because it's, you know, time away from cameras. You get to have honest conversations that you just, not that you don't want the cameras to hear, but you could just be unfiltered and really look at that person knowing that there's no one around. So it's a really special time. And I think there's so much that gets accomplished in those times where you're not around anybody, because you're seriously around probably 20 people at any given time on the show. So when you're just alone, it feels more natural. It feels like when you're off the show.
Right. Okay, well, Katie said that she did actually have sex in the fantasy suites. Yes, girl. Okay, so be honest. Do you think most people hook up in there, or are they just talking?
Be honest.
Yes. I 100% think that most people are hooking up for real. Yes.
Did you hook up?
You hooked up.
No.
Come on. Oh.
My husband is known as the Virgin Bachelor.
True.
So we did not hook up.
But y'all kind of made out in a fantasy.
We made out.
Of course we made out. We made out, yes. I'll admit to that.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Catherine. It's always amazing having you. You guys, the Bachelorette finale airs Monday on ABC. And up next, what Sean Combs just admitted about his past with J-Lo. Ooh, all right. Mm-hmm. Then we're hanging with Margot Robbie and John Cena at the Suicide Squad premiere. We'll be right back.
Sorry about that. I didn't know what happened.
Can you hear it?
Thanks, Catherine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know what. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Sean Diddy Combs, who now goes by the nickname Love, is finally addressing the J-Lo throwback pic he posted on IG, and he's not trying to get his ex back. He tells Vanity Fair, it wasn't no trolling involved. That's just my friend. Ellen Pompeo's getting real about what's next after Grey's, and it may not include acting. She told the Ladies First with Laura Brown podcast that even though she hasn't done a million different roles, she feels like she's done it. Ellen says she has no desire to travel around sitting in trailers while she waits to shoot her scenes, and says it's for the youth. Now, Jenna Dewan is opening up about her postpartum struggles after having her and Channing's daughter. Here's what she told the Dear Gabby podcast.
With Ebby, because I had her in London and I had to go back to work, and so I had to travel with her. And at the time, Chan wasn't available to be with us for most of the part. It was just really difficult. And I had a lot of postpartum anxiety, I would say. It was like, I just never stopped. I was breastfeeding, I was pumping, I was without a partner. I mean, it was just craziness, right?
And that's today's Hollywood Minute. Now, the Suicide Squad premiered in L.A. last night, and Victor, always working crews, was there to talk squad goals with Margot Robbie and John Cena.
How's it feel to finally be here promoting this film?
Very surreal to show the world this movie, because it feels like we made it a lifetime ago. We made it pre-pandemic.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Had to go number two.
Good to know.
Okay, quick rapid-fire game. Suicide Squad goals. You're putting your squad together. Who from this cast would you choose to throw a party with?
To throw a party with? I mean, Aussie to Aussie, Jai Courtney, who plays Captain Boomerang. I feel like the Aussies party in a different kind of way.
And who would you call to help you move?
I mean, whoever's the strongest, maybe John Cena. He could like lift most of the...
In that outfit too.
He could do the heavy lifting.
As peacemaker.
No, the outfit is imperative.
Look at me, I look ridiculous. But I'm having fun. I think if I show up as peacemaker for Halloween this year, it'd be a good thing. How's it feel?
The uniform's couture. It's custom made to my body. It feels great. Snugs the bits you need to be snugged and gives you the room where you need the room.
Margot Robbie, when she was young, her boyfriend had a cardboard cutout, life-size cardboard cutout of you. First of all, how does that make you feel? And then second of all, how does she go about telling you?
She didn't want to tell me, and then she got up the courage to tell me. And that is a bit awkward because it was in their bedroom for 2.5 years. And certainly the cardboard me has shared some intimate moments.
He can come over here and make some peace over here.
Oh, with the outfit on?
Bring the outfit.
With the helmet?
Bring the helmet too, boo. It might get bumpy. The Suicide Squad hits theaters and HBO Max this Friday.
Now, if you ask someone for help and they say no, is it worth getting upset or just moving on? Nicki Minaj has something to say about this, telling her IG followers, stop begging people to do things for you. Ask once. If they can't do it, get someone who will. This life has no time to wait on any effing body. Don't get mad at people. Just handle your business. Do you agree with her?
If you're my friend, you're supposed to help me. So, yeah, I'm going to get mad. That's my right. If you're my friend. Now, if you just you or her, then no.
Oh.
They're already going to think there's tension. Now we've been doing this for 3 weeks. That's crazy.
Thank you, Lonnie.
They're going to think it's because we're difficult and that's why they can't find a third. It's not right.
No, you know what? Now there's a beef.
Now there's a beef. Good for ratings. No, I definitely, I agree with Lonnie. Who's my friend? I would help you, Lonnie, if you needed help.
Thank you.
Unless it was 6 a.m. That's, I can't do the 6 a.m. I do this
nobody.
At 6 a.m. I barely
I was
can do
doing
it.
I'm doing Hollywood Minute today.
Yeah. I had to get a...
I'm looking all sleepy. It's the Hollywood
Minute. Let me tell you, I look like that every day. I had to get a 6 a.m. COVID test. They're like, that's going to be 55 minutes. I was like, I thought this was rapid. I don't have 65 minutes to wait for my COVID test. Negative. Anyway, what were we talking about?
You know, I have to say, I'm like Nicki. I have a hard time telling people no. And yes, if I can help you, I will help you.
Right.
But if you're my friend...
Saying no or setting boundaries?
Huh?
There's a, like saying no or setting a boundary.
I just have a hard time saying no for somebody who needs help, but also setting boundaries. And my telltale is, if you ask me for something, ask me for something.
Can I have your cup of coffee?
If you hear this... Well... like, if you hear that, if anybody ever sucks
now, see,
on nothing.
If I hear that, then I go, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah,
I
most
got
people,
you.
Most people. Most people.
Right. We know some people that
we know some
don't
people
let
that
it go.
Don't do that.
They'll sit right there like this.
Be like, well, so can I have it?
Oh, no. They'll come back.
But why can't I have it?
It's partially my fault because you don't say no. We have a friend. If you don't tell the person no, they will keep on and keep on.
If you don't shut it down from the first instance, you have to, it's almost like you're preparing for battle every time. You're like, all right, Captain America stance, like I have to report for duty. Mm-hmm. I have to shut you down now or you'll get steamrolled. It's like the crazy. And I'm like aggressive and I cannot.
And by the way, I'll sit behind her and say, just tell her no.
Yeah.
And she'll be right here. She'll be like, why not? I'm like, just tell her no.
Because
if you don't tell her no, she's going to keep on doing this.
Well, next time I'll know. You guys don't want to do it.
No. We want to do it for you, Lonnie. For you, we want to do it.
Right? That's when Lonnie asked me to borrow my wig. I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
You know what? I'll just bring my own.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, Shay, She Don't Play Mitchell joins us live. She's telling us about her hot girl summer.
Yes.
Life as a mom, plus what she really thinks of that Pretty Little Liars reboot. All coming up.
Ow!
Ooh, this pop. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is actress Shay Mitchell, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the E family.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I heard that you are doing a Shop Girl Summer guest edit.
Yes.
What is in your edit?
Oh my gosh. Well, I obviously have to mention our new base market collection because we got new base bags for all of your picnics. We have blankets. We have coolers that are chic, you know, produce bags to bring to the farmer's market. It's been a really fun collection to work on. So obviously I have to mention that. And then what goes in them, obviously, Onda.
Right?
But I have a box for you waiting backstage for after this, okay?
I love those bags. I'm obsessed with those bags.
Thank you.
I gotta know, what's a hot girl summer look like now that you have a two-year-old?
Oh my gosh, it looks like picnic with a cooler and a bunch of booze in it. I mean, it's fun. It's so much fun. She's almost two, and it's great. I mean, I think every single day I'm like, it's only getting better.
Yeah.
You know, then it will come like the terrible twos or what I've heard, and then I might be like, go back to being a little taller. Yes!
She is so adorable.
Thank you.
Look, I keep on waiting for your Instagram for you to flash that big-ass ring because I've seen that fine-ass man.
Thank you.
Are you in a rush to do
no.
it? Are you like, because I know sometimes people get like, I had a baby, let's do this.
Totally. I think I'm the opposite. I don't know if I've done anything in order. You know, I didn't get married before a child. I had a child, didn't get married. I don't really know if that's in the cards for us. And I think I don't know. I'm like, I think we both agree. Maybe it's just me. I'm not in a rush to get married.
Which is weird because normally the girl is pressuring and pushing down the door.
Yeah, there's no pressure here. I love it. I love the fact that we come home and I'm like, every day I'm like, I choose you, you choose me.
Yes.
And it keeps us on our toes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, I could walk it like, I don't need to go through a lawyer. I could just walk. And same with him. And it keeps it sexy. So we have, I don't know. I think we both like it like this.
Baby number two?
possibly. Damn, I might as well do it again if we're going to go back in there.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
I feel so unproductive from last pandemic. Like, I should have had a baby. Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to. I'd love to. When the time is right, you'll be the first to know.
Please come and break that news here. What I loved about your Instagram is that you are real about everything. And one of the things that you talked about, I didn't even know about. And my sister even said the same thing, prenatal depression. Mm-hmm. How did you even figure out? Because we always talk about postnatal.
Post, right, yeah. You never hear about it. I think it's tough and it was hard because when I was going through it and I was just not feeling my best, I was like, wait a minute, every other woman's feeling so great in this time. They're all excited. I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
And I'm not reading much about it. You know, I read a lot about after, but there wasn't many women talking about it before. So I felt like I really did have to speak up because it's what I felt. And it was amazing just to see the community come around after, you know, speaking about it. And then seeing so many different women say, I feel the same way, but I never thought it was a thing because we never hear much about it.
Yeah.
So that is when social media comes in handy and you can really, you know, feel the community come in.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a big community around you.
It's a nice.
People love you.
Thank you.
People really love you. I get it. I get it. Because I see you out and about, and you're so personable, and you talk to people, and you give fans what they want, and you're just there.
You have to keep it real, especially there. It'd be so tough to have to play one person on social media and then another person in real life. Yeah. It's like, just be real. Be who you are, you know? I don't know.
No, so give the fans what they want. They want you back on that gossip, I mean, on that Pretty Little Liars reboot. They want you back on that reboot. Are you going to do it?
You know, like I say, I'm like, never say never. I'm excited. I'm excited for Bailey. She's going to crush it. I'm excited. That was such a memorable moment in all of our lives. So I'm excited to see whatever happens and wherever they take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Gary mentioned something when you walked in, and I can smell it. You smell divine.
Thank you.
What are you wearing?
It's Casherelle's new fragrance, Yes, I Am Glorious. And it is actually their fourth fragrance in this collection called Yes, I Am. And I love it. I mean, Casherelle for me is such a timeless brand because I grew up with it. Seen yes. it on my mom's dresser. So now to be working with them for the past few years and to be celebrating this new launch is really like 360 and awesome. So this is their new fragrance. Little peach, little magnolia,
oh
cream, sandalwood undertone. Thank you.
When you walked in, I smelt it from the door. By the way, the door is like 30 feet away. I was like, who is coming in here smelling like luxury?
Thank you.
It is good. What's the price point on something like this?
Honestly, it's so reasonable. And that's why I love, you know, the Casherelle brand, just because they make it accessible for everybody. Accessible luxury. That's what I want.
You guys, that QR code right there will bring you straight yes. to Shay's Shop Girl Summer. That bags that we were talking about
the
are in there.
Are there.
The
Onda
perfumes
is there,
in
the
there.
The perfume. Yes.
Everything
will be all ready for a
yes.
Shop Girl Summer.
So click that thing, scan it, make it work. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. And if you guys haven't seen Shay's man, Google his ass. Because he is fine. Coming up, Martha Stewart turns 80 and she's facing off with Snoop Dogg in a way we never saw coming. This is a luxury. I need a whiff of that. I need a spritz of that.
You are glorious. Here we go.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
It's kind of a dream come true, actually. I read the script and I absolutely fell in love with it. I empathized with the character, so I just really related to her.
Where is the beautiful girl?
My granddaughter, Amelia.
She is gorgeous.
It was a lovely role. I mean, what other roles do you get where you can wear Armani and tiaras? And they were a real thing, believe me. I mean, such a charming film. There's no violence in it. There's no unpleasantness. And it sort of makes for a very happy set.
Stupid Cupid, stop it, you know me.
It's a family film. It retains its innocence, yet it's still really hip and funny. You're gonna find yourself like laughing out loud in the theater. So I'm happy that this could be my first project.
I loved this movie. I know we talked about it last week when I brought it up in conversation.
Mm-hmm. But you did.
I did.
Every time you do that, it comes up that the movie's 20 years old, Gary.
And I'm old. It's been 20 years since The Princess Diaries hit theaters. And Anne Hathaway and Mandy Moore also celebrated the milestone on Instagram, sharing their favorite throwback photos from the movie.
Oh, my God. They were babies.
I know. Well, speaking of a baby, you know Martha Stewart will always be a baby in my heart. Art. Ooh. But she turns 80 years young today, and our love for her thirst traps will never get old, okay?
Yes.
So to celebrate this iconic day, we're taking a look back at some old tweets to see who said it. Was it Martha or her good friend and Olympian, Olympic commentator Snoop Dogg? So are you ready to play Who Tweeted It?
Martha or Snoop?
All right. First up, help, I don't know how to go live. Martha. Would Martha say that, or would Snoop say that?
Martha.
Let's reveal the answer. Both say Martha. It was Snoop, everybody.
Oh, wow. I knew it.
All right. I am in a very serious conversation about this popular, very popular cracker. And we're talking about an actual cracker. Did Martha say it, or did Snoop say it? Let's reveal. We both have Martha Stewart. Martha! All right.
Hard hitting here.
Who said this? I just sat in the shower for an hour thinking about how Mercedes has three E's all pronounced differently. Was it Snoop? Was it Snoop thinking about the grammar? Or was it Martha thinking about the grammar?
What? I'm going to say Snoop.
Well, Lonnie, you might be right because I think he was high as a kite. Let's Snoop Dogg, everybody!
That sounds like Snoop.
Who tweeted? The head of the blue whale, the largest animal that ever lived, with a photo. Was it Martha or was it Snoop? They both look like...
You just gonna stick with your white girl,
Yeah.
Huh?
All day. Was it Martha or was it Snoop?
Martha!
That's why I stuck with her.
All right. One of the last ones. Lonnie, get that lipstick off your teeth.
You don't have lipstick on your teeth.
Pie in the horse.
Did I have lipstick on my...
What? Pie in the horse?
Pie in the horse.
Pie in the
horse. Who was so lit, they just tweeted pie in the horse.
This is the weirdest game we've ever played.
Amen. Was it Snoop or was it Martha?
Snoop.
It was Snoop.
I won. I get bragging rights.
What? I feel like we all just got high doing that game.
I know. I am high.
Weird game. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Nice. I like that game.
I love this photo. Happy birthday to Martha. I cannot believe Martha Stewart is 80 years old.
Right?
Looking damn good.
She's looking really damn good.
She's been in jail and everything. She has lived a life.
Lonnie, don't be bringing up the past like that. Up next, Queen B remains on her throne. How Beyonce just beat out Madonna and Lady Gaga for a top honor.
Woo!
That's next.
Okay.
I got hot sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it, I suck yellow, want it, I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it.
So good here.
When it comes to music videos, no one does it quite like Queen B. Rolling Stone has just named Beyonce's Formation the greatest music video of all time, beating out Vogue and Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
Of all time. I think of Michael and Janet's video being the best video of all time.
Scream.
Like, I don't know why, but I feel like that always holds up for some reason. But obviously, Beyonce deserves it, no question.
I mean, this has so many iconic looks. It had Blue Ivy. It had her standing on top of that.
Dancing.
It had her standing on top of the police car. It had all these great, like, montages of looks.
And it had to bail your ass out after you stood on top of the police car. Okay?
She looked incredible.
Now, you guys have heard about California Sober, but what about Sober Light? That's how The Weeknd describes his situation. He tells GQ out August 17th that he'll occasionally smoke some weed and drink, but no longer does the hard stuff. He changed things around after realizing drugs were a crutch for him and because he eventually wants to start a family. Maybe with Angelina Jolie.
He took that saying from me. I was Sober Light. I'm always Sober Light.
I'm Sober Light too.
I'm diet sober.
You diet sober?
Yeah, I'll try one or two nibbles. I'm not gonna go ham.
No, you're not we're all kind of on the same effed up levels.
Yeah,
it's not,
a little bit.
And you have like a night that's dedicated, but like the recreational consistent nibble and drink.
Right.
Yeah, but
and we're not always talking about drugs and alcohol. I'm just talking about like in life, like maybe in gossiping or I know
we're
that's
not
hard for you.
No, we're not lighting that. No. That's
I'm
why
go ahead and let Morgan
on.
Get Lonnie on the same page as us. You guys, set your DVRs for tomorrow. It's going to be a good day. Ryan Reynolds will be here. Yes, I can't believe it either. Wow. You don't want to miss it. Check out Nightly Pop tonight. Nina, Morgan, Hunter will all be back on. And we'll see you guys this week.
Yes.
Thank you for watching Daily Pop.
Bye.
And tell bye to the baby.
Ow. Watch formation. Ow. Ow.
Bye. We're still on. Bye.